where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Another blast of winter weather appears to be on the way for north and east Lambton County. Environment Canada has issued a snow squall watch for the area and further east in London and Middlesex. The National Weather Agency says periods of rain will change to snow late this evening as cold air floods the region. Snow squalls off Lake Huron and Georgian Bay will develop as a result, with up to 15 centimeters of snow possible. Squalls are expected to weaken by Friday afternoon and evening. Motorists are reminded that visibility may be suddenly reduced at times in heavy snow and to adjust your driving to the changing conditions. Bluewater Health has 6 COVID positive patients in its care today, one more than yesterday. Lambton Public Health says there's still an outbreak in the complex continuing care unit at the hospital. The health unit is reporting 15 new confirmed cases and 11 recoveries today, increasing the active case count by 4 to 39. A few dozen striking workers at Clean Harbors Landfill in St. Clair Township were back on the picket lines this morning. There are 76 workers at the site, represented by Unifor Local 914, who started strike action at midnight Monday. Process operator Derek Railer.
We're out here, basically, we are quality in our workforce. Seniority, safety, and wage always falls into that, but we're not asking for a lot here.
Railer says the company has been sending in workers to fill in for the striking ones, and it's aggravating to see.
I've been here 6 years, and we're all trained. We don't bake cookies here. We're in a hazardous waste environment. It's a very dangerous environment, and I hope that the other people that are coming in are trained to do the job.
The last collective bargaining agreement between the two sides expired April 29th. The international ferry between Walpole Island and Algonac, Michigan has resumed temporary service after being docked almost 2 years because of the pandemic. The Walpole Island ferry is running this week only between 9 and 5 p.m., weather permitting, for the American Thanksgiving. The local school board hopes students and community members are better equipped to identify the different forms of bullying and how to report it. The message is being shared during Bullying Awareness and Prevention Week. System Coordinator for Safe Schools, Mark Houghton, says students are encouraged to report bullying incidents to trusted adults they know, but there are other options as well.
Part of that information package that goes out are connections to the bullying intervention hotline and the reference to the kidshelpphone.ca website that they can access online.
Houghton says the school board hasn't noticed any increase in bullying overall, but there have been more instances of online bullying. And the province announced additional funding this morning to help combat bullying and discrimination against students with disabilities. $70,000 will go to the Learning Disabilities Association of Ontario and $47,000 to the Rick Hansen Foundation. In sports, London visits Sarnia to take on the Legionnaires tonight. The game can be heard live on CHOK starting at 7. There's 3 games in Thanksgiving Day football, including Chicago at Detroit. The NHL and NBA are off tonight. Snow squall watch is posted for north and east Lambton today. Showers this afternoon. Wind southwest becoming northwest early this afternoon. High of 8. Cloudy with a chance of showers changing to flurries. Snow squalls in north and east Lambton tonight. 2 to 4 centimeters is possible with a low of -1.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.